Up next, we'll move along to UFC coach Clay Helton. Coach is online. We'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Dan Weber, USCFootball.com.
Hey, Clay, now you've had a little time to look back on spring. What was the, of the things you didn't expect, what did you see? What was the biggest surprise of the spring, maybe? And what was the thing that you thought you knew about your team that proved to be true?
Really two things, two surprises. I really liked how the offensive line unit came together and how much progress they made over 15 practices. You know, having two senior tackles and three junior interior players, I was hoping for those guys to gel under a new offensive line coach who I think does a tremendous job in Neil Callaway. I was not anticipating how much progress they did make. You know, by the end of camp, I thought they were as functional as they've been since we've been here over the last 6 years. The other is probably how competitive the quarterback battle has been and how well both quarterbacks played. I think, you know, we between Max and Sam and even Jalen, how he progressed, and Matt, just to see those kids play. I did not know the level of play and competitiveness that those kids brought to the table. I was not expecting that, and was anticipating a really good quarterback in Max Brown that had four camps under his belt to have maybe a bigger gap of than what I originally anticipated. And you know, that's what happens when you sign the best of the best. When they're all competing together, it turns into a heck of a competition.
And as far as the thing that you maybe thought going into spring that proved to be true, that you really liked.
I really like, Dan, how these kids are watching after each other and taking care of each other, and really there's a sense of team right now between these kids. I could feel it the entire camp. They competed at a very, very high level, and that's what we expect here at USC. But, you know, those guys I thought really came together and are really becoming a team. I could felt it at the end of last year, what they were able to accomplish, and they've really carried it over into the spring, which is great. I think, you know, the best teams, the teams that win championships, are together as a brotherhood.
Just to follow up then, you had the offensive linemen were taking care of one another on the elevator the other night. We were wondering the math on that. They said there were eight of them, 2,700 pounds on that elevator, and it got stuck. And that's like 335 pounds a guy.
Yeah.
We're wondering, did that happen before or after dinner?
No, I believe it happened before dinner. Coach Callaway was cooking for all the guys, and as a little post-spring celebration and thank you, and at his house, and I got to teach those guys to be a little bit smarter, not to put eight big guys on an elevator at the same time, or you're going to get stuck in it for 90 minutes. I'm just glad they made it out. If that's the worst thing that happens to us all off season, I'll take it.
Thanks, Lynn.
And your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimbel, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, can you give us a little update on the defensive line and the rebuilding process you guys are going through right now?
Yeah, probably our thinnest position right now, just to be honest with you. You know, it hurt us a bunch. We had a very healthy spring with the exception of, you know, one spot, which was the defensive line with Kenny Bigelow, who was kind of our elder statesman and our leader on that front.
Mm-hmm.
Lose him really hurt us, just to be honest. You know, we're talented, but we're young at the position. It reminds me a lot of when Damian Mama, Vianney, and Toa came in. You knew that you were going to go through some growing pains, you know, and that you would look up maybe a year or so and those guys would be ready. The problem is they got to be ready now. And we'll go through some growing pains probably just like we did with Damian and Vianney and Toa when they were on that offensive line playing as young people, as freshmen. But it's we're going to have to play above our head right now at that position.
Gotcha. Thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And your next question comes from the line of AP Stidham, JamaMeg.com.
Good afternoon, Coach.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. Coach, what keeps you up at night after watching Alabama, and what is your plan to announce your starting quarterback?
My plan to announce a starting quarterback is to, obviously, we've carried it over to training camp. I'm not going to put a designated number of practices before making a decision. I'm hoping it's a total feel. I will make a decision prior to when we get into our game planning week. I'm not going all the way up until game time and making a decision. It'll be prior to us going into that game week and hopefully earlier. But I'm not going to say, hey, it's 6 practices or 10 practices, anything like that. When I feel that there's been a distance made and the competition is being won, I will announce it, and I'm hoping that is, at least a week prior to that opening game, if not more. What was your next question? I'm sorry.
And the question was, what keeps you up at night after watching Alabama on film?
I tell you, they have talent all over the field, and it starts on the defensive front. I think they've done a tremendous job of recruiting the defensive front people. They're able to rush four and get to the quarterback. And year in and year out, they've been able to kind of reload at that position. I know they've lost some guys, but they've got some talent behind it. Offensively, I think Ridley is one of the more special players in college football, and having known Coach Kiff the way I do, he does a tremendous job of finding ways to get his best player the ball. He's brilliant at it, being able to find matchups and putting a quality athlete like that in positions to make plays. So it'll be our challenge, to really try to control that situation. But I'd probably say their defensive line and then Ridley on offense are the two things that keep you up at night.
Yep. Thank you very much, Coach.
Yes, sir.
And your next question comes on the line of Bruce Feldman, Fox Sports.
Hey, Clay, I actually was going to ask a little bit of what he had just asked, but mm-hmm. I'll frame it this way, is how often in the course of spring did you guys actually mention the opener in Alabama, or was it more just worried about you guys getting better and you guys as opposed to, okay, this is what we got right out of the gate?
Yeah, I, as a coach, I tried to focus on just us getting better. And we made it all about ball and just worried about technique, fundamentals, physicality, toughness, those qualities that we feel are going to win the championship. But, I'm not naive. I know this game is special to our players, and you can even hear him mention it, hey, that's not good enough. A drill may not be good enough, and they're getting on each other. That's not going to beat Alabama. They know how special a game this is, the tradition behind it, the two quality, universities that are competing against each other. So I don't sell it as a coach, but these kids are smart enough to know that it's a big game and it's the opening game, and it's a game for them to be able to prove where they're at, and they're taking it to heart. I'm worried about trying to improve them as players and trying to improve our team.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We've got time for one more question.
And your next question comes from the line of Gary Paskowitz, WeAreFC.com.
Coach, I want to talk about the inside linebacker spot. Obviously, you did not have Cameron Smith for spring, but you had quite a few other guys who showed themselves at various points. How do you see that group in terms of stepping into the fall and really playing some important roles?
Yeah, we got a couple kids healthy towards the end of spring, too, that I'm hoping that are going to stay healthy and help us next season. Mike Hutchings and Quentin Powell have been here a long time, and you can see their maturity at the position. And they've been in Clancy's system before, and they thrived in it. And so you could see their comfort level. Then you got some guys that are going to be competing with them to get a Cam Smith back. And then towards the end of camp, we got Osa Messina healthy and John Houston. Houston healthy, two highly recruited guys that were young people last year, and just to see their athleticism at the position, you could really see them burst onto the scene very quickly. I can't wait to see them in camp and see how that goes for them. And then you got guys like Buda Tucker, who played a lot of ball for us, towards the end of the year last year. It's probably one of our more deeper positions on that defensive side of the ball is the interior linebacker position. Feel very stable there.
Thank you.
Great. That'll do it, Clay. Appreciate your time today. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Bye.